And welcome to this edition of Nature Notes with our naturalist friend Jim Gilbert. It is brought to us by Cardinal Corner and those folks down near Jordan, Minnesota, that make the best patio furniture in the whole world that you never have to store. It's called By the Yard. We'll talk to Jim about that great patio furniture. In the meantime, Denny Long here for a terrific store for nature lovers on your gift list, Cardinal Corner. And if you haven't been there, I'll say it again, Cardinal Corner is not just bird feeders and bird seed either. Lee and Pam and Amy have great taste. They have filled their stores with beautiful jewelry, things like purses as well, scarves, kitchen items, home decor, books even, wind chimes, and so much more. And, of course, they do have beautiful and unusual selections of bird feeders, bird baths, bird houses, not only items made in America, but many items made right here in Minnesota. And don't forget to feed suet and high fat and protein right now to the birds and put out water for them daily. And Cardinal Corner bird seed, the freshest you'll find anywhere. Don't forget, stop in for reindeer seed mix and hostess gifts. Lee and Pam are in West St. Paul, Butler in South Robert. Amy's at the Newport Center. Call them 651-455-6556 or visit them online at cardinalcorner.com. You'll find the Cardinal Corner really is more than just a bird seed store. Good morning to you, Jim Gilbert. It is officially 26 degrees in the Twin Cities.
26, okay, in the Twin Cities. And that's at the airport.
Yeah, right.
MSP International.
Right.
We've got 23 here on the northwest side of Lake Waconia. We're located about 30 miles west of downtown Minneapolis. We have northwest winds, mostly cloudy skies, but I could look up and I could see the last quarter moon high overhead.
Saw it this morning, too. Yep.
Yep. Last year, no, not last year. I'll get to that in a moment. This year, Lake Waconia froze over this past Thursday, December 7th. The median average freeze-up for Lake Waconia going back to 1940 is November 30th. Last year, Lake Waconia froze over on the 9th of December, so 2 days later than this year. Sunrise, 7:40. Sunset, 4:32. We still have that early sunset time that goes for 15 days. Today, in the Twin Cities and area, we have 8 hours, 52 minutes of daylight. We have lost 1 minute of daylight since yesterday and a total of 7 minutes since last Sunday. And 6 hours and 44 minutes is a total daylight loss since June 20th, the summer solstice, first day of astronomical summer, and the longest daylight period of the year. Just think, we had 15 hours and 36 minutes of daylight then. We still have 5 minutes of daylight to lose by December 21st, the winter solstice, first day of astronomical winter here in the Northern Hemisphere, and the shortest daylight period of the year with 8 hours and 47 minutes of daylight. The normal high for day is 29. The normal low is 14. We have some records, though, for today, December 10th in the Twin Cities. High, 54. Set 38 years ago, 1979. High, 54. The low, minus 18, minus 1-8. Set 40 years ago on this date, 1977. The most snow we received on this date, 1.8 inches, so less than 2 inches. That happened just 4 years ago, 2013. The last quarter moon rose last night at 11:45 and sets at 12:58 p.m. this early afternoon. Our next full moon is January 1st, New Year's Day. All kinds of things happening outside right now. The red fruit on sumacs, highbush cranberry, and winterberry shrubs, and many varieties of crabapple trees is very colorful on the winter landscape. All this fruit provides food for birds and other wildlife. Snow on evergreen boughs is considered to be one of the most beautiful of nature's sights. And I saw that, a lot of that, this past week in the greater Twin Cities area. And, of course, people throughout CCO land have been seeing that. Each winter day, deer eat close to 5 pounds of food for every 100 pounds of their weight. They are now browsing on the twigs from sugar maples, red oaks or dogwood shrubs, northern white cedar trees, and many other woody plants. When I worked as a naturalist at Lowry Nature Center in Carver Park Reserve, we used to go out with the students and take a survey of what were the deer browsing on? What are they eating? And they're eating, you know, pencil-sized twigs or smaller. And we would sometimes get a list of close to 20 different woody plants. Northern cardinals often arrive at feeders close to 25 minutes before sunrise, so they are at some feeding stations right now. Dark-eyed juncos are seen at many feeding stations where they like cracked corn or millet seeds scattered on the ground, just scattered on the ground right below the feeders, place for them to find it easily. Stamp the fresh snow down, and they're happy to eat that. And by the way, the northern cardinals will join them on the ground, too. They love to eat cracked corn on the ground. Each snowflake has fragile beauty, one of the most transient of natural forms. Myriads of snowflakes nourish and protect the farmers' fields of alfalfa, keep frost from moving too deep, and help insulate house foundations. Do we have time for a little more here?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, okay. I was going to talk a little bit about the 2018 weather guides. Much of the information on sunrise and sunset and other astronomy, plus weather history and phenology that I've been using again this morning, is from the Freshwater Society's, by the way, it's a nonprofit organization that stresses keeping our waters clean. Groundwater as well as lakes and ponds and streams and so on. Anyway, Minnesota Weather Guide, Environment Calendars, and Almanacs, they're the sponsors of that. The 2018 editions of the Wall Engagement Weather Guide calendars are available and are a wonderful learning tool for your home. I'm one of the Minnesota Weather Guide authors and have been for, I can't believe this, 41 years. Started when I was very young. And encourage anyone who wants to follow Minnesota weather, nature happenings, and astronomical events to get a copy of the weather guide. They're available in many book, gift, and wild bird stores, such as Buffalo Billfold in Worthington, Paragus, Northwoods Company in Ely, Subtext Books in St. Paul, and Kowalski Stores in the Twin Cities area. The 2018 Weather Guide would make a great holiday gift. The Minnesota Weather Guides can be ordered online at freshwater.org. Thousands of ponds and lakes have frozen over this past week in the upper Midwest. Of course, some of the deeper and bigger lakes are still open. The freeze-up date for a lake, and by the way, a lake, Denny, is 10 acres or more in area.
Okay.
A pond would be, less than 10 acres.
All right.
Okay, it's the first day when at least 90% of a lake or pond is frozen over and stays frozen over for the season. And people like to report, and of course the DNR would love to receive this through the state climatology office. So if you live near a lake and you'd like to report a freeze-up date for a Minnesota lake, record the date when at least 90% of the lake is ice-covered and stays ice-covered. Include the county, nearest town or city, name of the lake, of course. You can email this to Minnesota State Climatology Office at, just go climate at UMN for University of Minnesota, so climate at UMN.edu, or on Facebook, it just goes Minnesota Climatology.
Speaking, Jim, we just got a text just now on a freeze-up date for Turtle Lake in Shoreview, Ramsey County.
Okay, wait, Shoreview. Okay, Shoreview, Ramsey County,
Thursday, December 7th.
December 7th, Turtle Lake.
Thanks to Lynn and Shoreview.
Thank you.
Very good.
And, now when thousands of lakes have been frozen over just in the last few days, I can't say this enough. Always remember, it takes at least 4 inches of new solid ice in contact with stationary water for safe walking on, skating, or ice fishing. And a good share of the lakes and ponds only have an inch or two of ice, you know, at this point. That is the ones in the southern part of the state. There's some in the northern part of the state that have, you know, 6-7 inches of ice and even more. But you don't want to fall through ice. Always treat it with respect. Cold water saps body heat 25 times faster than air the same temperature. In 32 degrees water, a person will lose consciousness in about 15 minutes.
Wow.
So be careful.
Very much so.
So careful.
Well, you can also sit in your by-the-yard furniture instead.
That's right.
That's a little safer. It's a lot safer.
And that's safe. That's safe.
But, you know, this time of year, Jim, and I always like to suggest for folks that are looking for gift-giving, this is a great gift. And if you do want to pick out the furniture yourself or a loved one or yourself even, get a gift card, right, Jim? I mean, you could choose or someone else can choose what they would like, the color, the shape, the style, whatever. And it's just, Jim and I love that place, not only because it's such a great family-run business, and they give back to folks here in CCOLN so much. And it's good furniture. I mean, you never have to, you just keep adding to it. You don't have to keep replacing it, right, Jim?
That's right.
Yeah.
We just leave ours out in the wintertime. We do bring in a few pieces that we use. Also, you can come in and just sit down.
Oh, right, yeah. A lot of folks do that for get some company dropping in or whatnot. But if you, I'll give you a phone number. A lot of folks call right after Jim's show. It's a recording. It's toll-free. And they'll ship you that new color catalog. But get someone a gift from By the Yard. By the Yard gift card. In fact, you'll get $15 By the Yard gift card for every $100 you spend. Here's the phone number. You can also check them out on the web, bytheyard.net. Call 877-220-0448. That's By the Yard, 877-220-0448. Or check out that showroom that Jim and I love right down there in 169. Very easy.
Oh, yes.
Easy drive.
Yes, yes.
All right, what else do you have this morning, Jim?
Lots of things. Diane and Dave Herring, who live near Waterville, report that Horseshoe Lake was frozen over on December 8th, possibly December 7th. They hadn't gone by it on Thursday. But on December 4th, that 57-degree morning, Diana saw a spider drop its silk line down. I mean, so the spiders are still active outside in December. Pretty amazing. A big flocks of blackbirds are still around there. On Friday the 8th, David was watching a male hairy woodpecker taking a small worm out of a goldenrod gall. Now, as a child, he used to open up these galls and take out the small worms and give them to his dad for ice fishing. And if you know what goldenrods are, you know what these galls are, you can go out and see these things. I one time brought several into our classroom, and they ended up hatching out in the classroom so we could see. And I believe it was a fly. I don't remember exactly, but I'm pretty sure it was a fly. Matt Chute called me this morning and said Lake Pepin was wide open as of Friday, December 8th. Hundreds of ducks, mostly common golden eyes and common mergansers and redheads and mallards are still out there. A couple weeks ago, probably 1,000 plus, or maybe many more than that. But he said more eagles have been seen lately in the Wabasha area, and that's because lakes are freezing over, you know, in the northern part of our state. Oh boy, I've got such a list of things. I collected dozens and dozens of freeze updates for Minnesota lakes, and I'll just do a very few of them. But it's just so interesting to see this. Shakotan is a lake way out in southwestern Minnesota, Lincoln County. December 6th, it froze over. Pokegama Lake up in Itasca County, December 7th. Norway Lake, Ottertail County, which, by the way, is the county that has the most lakes in it, December 7th. Clear Lake in Waseca, December 7th. And Loon Lake in Waseca, December 6th. Paul Grusing is a man who I've met a few times, and he went out and looked at lakes in Martin County, and that's way down by the Iowa border, you know, not in the Fairmont area. But Paul got 22 freeze updates for me, and I'll just name a couple. December 7th, North Silver, where he lives, Iowa Lake, right on the Iowa border in East Chain. On December 8th, South Silver, Sisseton, Paul Lake, Lake George. These are all right by Faribault. Virgil Lears lives near Morristown, not far from Faribault, Rice County. Freeze up was December 7th for Cedar Lake. The average for 39 years is November 27th. Cannon Lake in Faribault froze over December 7th, and General Shields Lake froze over December 7th. I'm looking for some more, too. Other Rice County lakes that are frozen over, French Lake, Roberts Lake, Mazaska Lake, froze over on December 7th. Do we have time for a little more?
We have about, 30 seconds or so, and I want to pick up on actually about a minute, but we do have a couple of texts I want to bring your way, too.
Well, Jim Gray lives in the upper lake of Lake Minnetonka, saw 33 bald eagles at one time just this past Thursday. Al Seneschal reports that Mille Lacs Lake, as far as they know, froze over on December 7th.
Jim, a texter said, I had a red-winged blackbird at my feeder this week. I thought they migrated, they said.
Yeah, they do. Almost all of them migrate. But, you know, a few stick around.
And Go ahead.
Tom Marsh from Winsted notes that Winsted Lake in McCall County officially froze over December 7th. Freeze-up last year was December 8th. How about that? So close.
All right. I tell you what, Jim, if you have the time, call us a couple of minutes early next week, and we'll try to fit
in
more. Let's do that.
I will, and we'll put this in.
Sounds good. Thank you, Jim. Okay. Have a good week.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye for now.
Jim Gilbert back next Sunday morning here on 830 WCCO. Overcast and 26 degrees on CCO.